you, Lord, this morning, Father. Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we are so grateful, Lord, this morning for your Spirit. Father, we are so grateful, Lord God, for your Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. Lord Jesus, right now, Father, we come before you as your people, Lord. We come before you as those that are called by your name, Father God. We come before you, Lord God, as a redeemed generation, Father God, a royal priesthood, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father, this day, Lord, for your Spirit, Lord God. And Father, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, we do bind every hindrance. Lord, we do bind every demonic assignment, Lord God, and we do cast it out. Father, we proclaim, Lord God, the free flow of your Spirit in this place, Lord. Father, we are grateful, Lord God, this morning so much, Lord God, that your life and your truth, Father God, has been made known to us. And Lord, right now, Father, I acknowledge openly, Lord, that there is nothing good in me except your Holy Spirit. And it's to that Spirit, Father, that I do yield right now, Father. And Lord, as we would open up your word this morning, Father, as we would spend time before you in your presence, Lord, resting in your Spirit, Lord, we just pray that your word and your truth would go forward, Lord. I get out of the way and I allow for you to flow freely, Lord. And we just go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's always good to get together in the morning on Fridays. In the back, if I project enough, I feel sometimes, right. If I'm not loud enough, Ingrid, you wave your hand. Okay. Sometimes we move closer, but the table is... Okay, so we've been talking about the kingdom of God. Every week, every time we've had a message here, we've gone through something in relationship with the kingdom of God. And with the kingdom of God, we're talking about the dominion of the king. See, this next week we have an election coming up in America, yes? And I have many Christians, people, brothers and sisters in Christ, well-meaning, writing me letters and doing all of these things and saying, what's God saying to you about this and what's God saying to you about that? But a realization is necessary that no matter what happens, that itself is not the kingdom of God. See, God's kingdom is not a democracy. God's kingdom is not optional. The truth of the gospel is there is a kingdom, there is a king that has dominion within that jurisdiction. Now ultimately God laid it out in the scriptures where his dominion is. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So God owns it all. So the whole thing that's in operation right now in the world is his bat, his ball, his cricket field. For our guests from England today, cricket translates. So we live and move and breathe in him. We live and move and have our being. So within the kingdom of God, what happens when, and the good news of the gospel is, we can come into, through Jesus Christ, the dominion of the king. And though John 17 is true, when Jesus said, look, I'm praying that you don't, Father, that you don't take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. The prayer for for His people was, though they be in the world but not of the world, they remain under the dominion of the King. So we as kingdom people, we choose to live our lives, we exercise our free will to remain under the dominion of the King. So the Lord's Prayer, what was the Lord's Prayer? Actually, it's the disciples' prayer. It's the prayer that He taught the disciples to pray. Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. See, there's a necessity for us to yield our free will to the dominion of the King. So there's a necessity for the people of God to make a choice with your free will to yield your will to the lordship and the rulership of God. God's given you that. So Proverbs 19 says that a man's own ways destroys his own life, yet his heart rages against the Lord. A man destroys himself, yet he gets mad at God. Proverbs 14, Proverbs 16 says that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So we can make choice, but you can't choose the consequences. But you're given that option. You're given that ability to make free will decisions, but you live with the consequence of that choice. And God is consistent throughout Scripture. In the Old Covenant too, God even said, look, before you is blessings and curses. Choose this day whom you will serve. You see it throughout Scripture. Kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness. When Paul was talking about his liberation from the kingdom of darkness, he said, God pulled me out, Acts 26, God pulled me out of this, from the power of Satan unto God. So we as kingdom people make a free will decision to live our lives under the lordship of the King of Kings. So the truth of it is, no matter who gets elected in whatever country in the world, it does not matter to us because we will walk in kingdom and in truth. He is the rock that came and smashed the idol and grew and filled the whole earth. And that rock is the manifestation of the understanding of and the revelation of who Christ Jesus is. So when Jesus asked Peter, he says, whom do men say that I am? And then he said, who do you say that I am? And when Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, that was the rock on which Christ Jesus built His church. Peter was the little rock, that was the big rock. Petros and Petra.
Petros, Kirikai, Petra, Kirikai.
Petros, little rock. Petra, huge rock.
Petros, Kirikai, Petra, Kirikai.
Big rock, who Christ Jesus is. And He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. All of it belongs to Him. So we're kingdom people. Unapologetically, openly, we are just lovingly kingdom people. We love the truth here. So if somebody comes and they're with us and they're around us, it's hard for you if you don't love the truth, because we're just going to keep talking and seeking truth. We love the light. So we embrace that which is light and truth. So this is the kind of people that God shapes us into by His Spirit. I was talking with my dad last evening about the vision of CCS. This is something. The vision of CCS, shall I give it to you in a nutshell?
CCS darshan again,
Lord Jesus Christ,
Jesus Swamini,
Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, right here, right now. Does that sound good to you? That is, has been, and always will be the vision of why we are here. Everything else stems from that reality. Jesus Christ said, today is the day of salvation. You know, sometimes what happens is we keep looking for something off in the future, off in the future. Hanging on, holding on, waiting. Maybe someday God might just come and heal me at this pool. Years. Jesus said, you have no man. You have no man. You have no person. Some things don't translate. Yeah. We look to the Father. And not to the lottery. And Jesus Christ meets His people right where they're at. Okay, 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 1 says, when then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For He saith, I have heard thee in a time of accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
නුඹලා උන්වහන්සේගේ අනුග්‍රහය නිෂ්ප්‍රයෝජනේ නොලබන ලෙස ඉඳා සිටින මක් නිසාද පිළිගත යුතු වූ කාලයකදී නුඹට ඇහුම්කන් දුනිමි. ගැළවීමේ දවසකදී නුඹට පිහිට වුනිමි උන්වහන්සේ කීසේක.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. Giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
මෙන්න දැන් ගත යුතු කාලය මෙන්න දැන් ගැළවීමේ දවසය අපගේ සේවයේ දෝෂ නොපැමිණෙන පිණිස කිසිවකින් බාධාවකට කිසි ප්‍රස්තාවක් නොදී බොහෝ ඉවසීමෙන්ද පීඩා වලින්ද හිඟකම් වලින්ද විපත්ති වලින්ද පහර කෑම් වලින්ද හිර අඩස්සි වලින්ද කෝලකාල වලින්ද වෙහෙස වලින්ද නිදි මැරීම් වලින්ද නිරාහාරව සිටීම් වලින්ද පිරිසිදු කමින්ද දැනගැන්වෙන්ද ප්‍රසිද්ධිවන්ත කමින්ද ගුණවන්ත කමින්ද ශුද්ධාර්ථයෙන් අවංක ප්‍රේමයෙන්ද සත්‍යතාවයේ වචනයෙන්ද දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ බලයෙන්ද දකුණෙහි වමෙහි ධර්මිෂ්ඨ කමිටින නැමැති සන්නහය කර්ම කොටගෙනද ගෞරවය සහ අගෞරවය කර්ම කොටගෙනද අප කීර්තිය සහ කීර්තිය කර්ම කොටගෙනද වංචාකාරයන් මේ පෙරණ නමු සත්‍යවාදී අය මෙන්ද නාඳුනන ලබන්නන් මේ පෙරණ නමු පොඳට අඳුනු ලබන්නන් මෙන්ද මැරෙන්නාක් මේ පෙරණ නමු බලව ජීවත් වන්නන් මෙන්ද දනුවම් ලබන්නක් මේ පෙරණ නමු මරු නොලබන්නන් මෙන්ද ශෝක වෙන්නන් මේ පෙරණ නමු නිතර ප්‍රීති වෙන්නන් මෙන්ද ගිනිඳන් මේ පෙරණ නමු බොහෝ දෙනෙක් ධනවන්ත කරන්නන් මෙන්ද
Okay. So when we were born into this world, it took a while for us to figure out what happened. So we got here, we grew a little bit, our eyes were open, we came to some understanding. It took a little bit. And when we come into the kingdom, it's likened to being born again. So when Paul was, or when Peter was asked on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, brother, what must we do when they were pricked in the heart? Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So receive this gift of eternal life that comes in Christ Jesus. Accept this born again experience. Walk in this thing. Now, he didn't say join the 1 year program. We're going to rehabilitate you. No, in fact, with Powerhouse, a prerequisite for somebody coming into Powerhouse is that they know the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they need an empowering by the Spirit of God that's able to loose every shackle and every addiction. If you don't have that, you're limited to your natural ability. And we know from Scripture that the arm of flesh fails time and time and time again. That's why the world that we live in right now, those that look to man for a solution will be disappointed. Because the arm of flesh cannot save, the arm of flesh cannot set free. So when Peter was asked, what must we do to, what do we got to do to get right? It's time to be born again. No one comes unto the Father unless the Spirit draws him. So when the Spirit of God is drawing people, we there as ambassadors of Christ make known that truth to them.
Devian Mahansege, Christus Sudhavan Mahansege, Devian Mahansege, Janagan, 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 Devian M
We share that gospel, we share that good news. And in sharing that, we get to be a part of what God is doing in the earth. But now, when you are born again, when I was born again, it took a little while for me to figure out what just happened to me. Because we went from darkness to light, the power of Satan unto God. So now back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. As they go through, as Paul's going through this, he's going through a laundry list of things that happens. In stripes and imprisonment and tumults, in labors and watching and fasting, by pureness of knowledge and long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by unfeigned love. And then he goes through, you honor, but you're being dishonored, not accepted. Is there a reason why all of a sudden, look, it's light, it's truth. So why is that message not accepted? And why is it that the churches throughout all the generations needed to have this admonition that it's not going to be accepted? As many as the Lord God calls, but the rest won't accept it. And you will be in the minority in your time while you're in the earth. John chapter 3. Let's flip back really quick. Keep your finger there though, and in 2 Corinthians. Verse 18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God."
Okay,
so now you are the temple of the Spirit of God. We know that in the new covenant, now God is not living in buildings as such, but He is living in those who have been given over to the Spirit of God. He chose us. We in return choose Him. We submit to His Lordship. And His Spirit comes and fills us. And that light of the Spirit of God shines bright in you. So Jesus' analogy there, He says, look, you don't light a lamp and then put it under a bushel, but Not a bushel, you can start a fire with that. Under a bowl. Sorry. But you put it on a lampstand and you let it shine bright, yes? But now, if you put that light on a lamp and you let it shine bright, and if the condemnation of the world in verse 19 is that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil, what now will the world seek to do to you if you shine bright in the world? If you are a true son and daughter of God, what now will the world seek to do to you? Anyone? Yeah. Put out the light. Turn that light off. Turn that light off. That's why Jesus had to tell you in John 16, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. Not in this world you might have trouble. Not in this world some of you will have trouble. If you be a child of God, in this world you will have trouble. And it's not the trouble like, oh my goodness, I couldn't get a bus today, or I couldn't find a three-wheeler. Or my shoe strap broke. No, go back to 2 Corinthians 6. You will speak the truth and yet you'll be ill spoken of. You'll do good and your good will be evil spoken of. You start to see. But we persist. Nonetheless, we persist. Because, again, we are led on and compelled by the Spirit of God that lives in us. So, for us this day, how now do we live? How now do we live here in this world this day? See, we've come into a time where this gospel will show itself true, much more so than the days of in the past. See, people have been able to play with this for a season of time. But we know that when the fire comes, when the storms come, it tests the quality of every man's work. So when the fire comes, it tests, what did you build with? Gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, straw. What did you build with? When the rains come and the storm comes, it checks the foundation. Is it built on the rock or is it built on sand? And we've come into the time the global storm has truly begun. And people who thought they had a solid foundation are finding out they didn't. People who thought that they were walking with God found out they were serving another Jesus. It's actually a very good thing that's taking place in the world right now. Because last week we went through the rich man and Lazarus, yes? Did we go through why it's a good thing when a man's life is shaken up this side of leaving this world? It's a good thing when a person's life is shaken up because they have an opportunity to ask themselves, where am I in relationship and connection with God? That's why Ecclesiastes 7, Solomon admonishes people. He says it's better to be in a house of mourning than a house of feasting. Because you live with a healthy sense of your own mortality. You live with a healthy sense that the breath I just took is now one less that I'll ever get to take because I have a limited slot in this life. And appointed unto every man is a time to die and then the judgment. So right now it's a good thing that's happening in the world. I was talking to a very dear friend of mine who was telling me about Hong Kong, what's happened in the stock market in Hong Kong. When the Hong Kong stock market crashed there, boom, just like that. $350 billion gone like that overnight. To put it in perspective, for each person in this room, it would be $50,000 that you lost. That is 5 million rupees per person. ₹5 million per person in this room you would have lost. So people that had something yesterday, nothing today. Had something in the world yesterday, it's gone today. So my friend has a friend there who had $2 million. In stocks. Today doesn't have a penny to his name. Now, is your Jesus the Jesus of Matthew chapter 6? Don't be anxious about anything. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the needs that you have will be taken care of. Or is the Jesus that you serve a God of fear? A God of self-preservation? Do you see what I'm saying? Now it's tested. And you find out, where do you stand? Now the truth of it is, all of us come into the world one way, and all of us leave the world the same way. Is there a single one of us that wasn't born into this natural world, that didn't cry when we were born? And is there a single one of us that won't leave through the same door? This life is a testing experience. This life really is the birthing process for us into eternity. And the realization is that that which is in you is what will be manifest externally for all eternity. So the real you is what you will live with and where you will live for all eternity. I'll say that again. The real you, the real person that's in you, is what will be manifest out for all eternity. Flip back for a second. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 4 says, "For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God." Go ahead.
නමුත් ඒ නිසාම නිදොස් නොවෙමි මා විනිශ්චය කරන්නේ ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේය එහෙයින් ස්වාමීන් වහන්සේ එනතුරු කාලයට පළමුවෙන් කිසිවක් විනිශ්චය නොකරන්න උන්වහන්සේ අන්ධකාරයේ සැඟවුණු දේ එළිදරව් කොට සිත්වල අදහස් ප්‍රකාශ කරන සේක එවිට එකිනෙකාට තව තමාගේ ප්‍රශංසාව දෙවියන් වහන්සේගෙන් ලැබෙන්නේය.
And Proverbs 16 verse 2 also says, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits." 16 verse 2. So, go ahead. So ultimately, what Jesus even did when he was in the world was he exposed. Light came into the world and men loved darkness. So light came into the world and they said, "Turn out that light." That was when they were standing there in the Praetorium. They were standing there before Pilate as well, and they were saying, "Crucify, crucify." Turn out that light. Shut that light out. And let the world live in darkness. Jesus, in that process, even the world turned to darkness for those 3 hours. As he absorbed the sins of the world upon himself. He downloaded it all into himself. And he that knew no sin became sin. And he put it to death on the cross. And that's why when he cried, "It is finished," it was done then and there.
Ekai unwanse kiwe siyalla nimai kiyala. E kiyanne ema welawa ema mohothe ema sthane
And the beauty of the gospel is because He conquered death and hell and Hades and put it all to death and rose again, that we have hope of the new life that's in Christ Jesus. And Jesus came back, walked around for 40 days, made it clear to hundreds of people, witnesses, and lit them all ablaze on the day of Pentecost. Tongues of fire. They said it looked like tongues of fire coming down and resting on every one of them. Imagine the wick sticking out of your head. So the candles, yes? Okay. Lit the wick. But our God is a consuming fire. It wasn't a little candle. Their lives were lit ablaze with the Spirit of God. And they went out and they went to and fro, led and directed by the Spirit of God, and preached this good news. And the gospel is going forward yet again. So God is a God that tests the motives and intentions of every heart. And we as His people, we strive to allow for our spirits to be in step and in correction with the Spirit of God. I had a brother sharing with me a couple Sundays ago, and he said, you know, the purpose, part of the purpose of the Sabbath in Jewish tradition, is it was a time also where a person would set aside to correct their soul in relationship to the Spirit of God. So every week we don't just grind out, keep going. But you would stop and you would rest before God. And you would line up, you would stop and you would let the Spirit of God, the light of God, expose your life. And like the Psalm says, search me, O Lord, see if there be any wicked way in me. So we as people of the light, we come into the light. We test and we allow the Spirit of God to expose and reveal. Because ultimately we know that God tests, God sees, God looks at the motives of our hearts. That's why in verse 5 again of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 it says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. So for example, here at this place, we do a lot of nice things. But if what we do is not led and directed by the Spirit of God, it's wasted. If what we do is not something that God has put in front of us by His Spirit leading us to do, it's a work of vanity. So we know that now. We understand that now. So we make a deliberate effort to check with the Spirit of God and say, Lord, is this where You have us go? And under the dominion of the King speaks to us because we're not just subjects, but you're also sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we are all part of the priesthood of all believers. So we take encouragement in that. We have a boldness about what we do. Because we know the source of our instruction. We know this. It's the same source of our life. It's the same source of our hope. It's the same source of the fire that we receive and we walk in. And it's the same Spirit that resonates in the heart of anyone that knows the Father. And that's why it's a pleasure for us to travel and to go like Jesus said, go. Because when we go, we meet others who are eternal kingdom people. And we share a journey in this life, one with another, for a period of time till we go on to be with Him. So it's a blessing for us. We are grateful people. We're thankful people. You know, even this day when I was driving over here, for me, I was thanking God that I have breath in my body one more day. Because I have the chance this day to be a part of what God is doing right here, right now. Lord Jesus Christ, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, right here, right now. So we'll stop there.